Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, February 1st, 2026. Our Gospel today is St. Matthew, where he writes, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.'" Today we are invited to return to the very beginning of Jesus' public teaching, the moment when he ascends the mountain, sits down, and opens his mouth to speak the first words of the Sermon on the Mount. These are not accidental words. They are the doorway to everything that follows. St. Augustine of Hippo once wrote that the Beatitudes form a kind of ladder to holiness, and the very first rung, the one without which none of the others can be climbed, is the astonishing statement, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Let us linger here, for Jesus begins by surprising us. He declares blessed, a word sometimes translated as happiness, but much deeper. In the biblical sense, blessedness is the flourishing that comes from living in communion with God. It is the joy of a life aligned with grace. It is the peace the world cannot give. But who receives this blessedness? Not the strong, not the accomplished, not the self-assured. Jesus begins his charter for the kingdom by blessing those who know how empty they are. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Matthew tells us that Jesus went up the mountain and then sat down. This is the posture of divine teaching and divine authority. Moses ascended Sinai to receive the law. Jesus ascends the mountain to give the law of grace. Moses spoke for God. Jesus speaks as God. And yet, notice the tenderness. He does not thunder commands from the heights. He sits. He waits. His disciples draw near. What he teaches now is meant not merely to inform the mind, but to shape the heart. To be poor in spirit is to know the truth about ourselves, that before God we are utterly dependent. The poor in spirit are those who do not pretend otherwise. They stand before God without masks, without illusions, without the armor of ego or accomplishment. It is not self-hatred. It is truth. It is not despair. It is humility. It is not weakness. It is freedom. St. Thérèse of Lisieux gives us a beautiful image. She says that being little before God is not about doing great things, but about trusting greatly. The poor in spirit are those who recognize that they cannot climb to heaven by their own strength. They must be carried. And this poverty is not something we manufacture. It is revealed in the moments when life strips away our illusions, when we cannot control a situation, when we face a limitation, when we confront our sins, when a relationship breaks open our heart. In these moments we stand before the Lord with empty hands. The world fears emptiness. Jesus blesses it. Now listen carefully. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Not will be, not might be, not one day if they try hard enough, no. It is, present tense, already theirs. Why? Because God can fill what is empty. Only the heart that is not already full of itself can receive the kingdom. Think of Mary, the lowly handmaid of the Lord. Her spiritual poverty, her openness, her humility made room for God Himself. She is the first of the poor in spirit, and the kingdom literally came to dwell in her. Think of the tax collector in the temple, beating his beasts and praying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus declares that this man, not the proud Pharisee, but the one who beat his breast, went home justified. Think of the saints who discovered time and again that the more they surrendered their self-sufficiency, the more God's graces overflowed within them. This is the great paradox of the kingdom. The empty are filled. The surrendered become strong. The meek inherit the earth. The poor become heirs of heaven. When we become poor in spirit, something shifts. We no longer need to pretend. We no longer need to justify ourselves. We no longer need to cling so tightly to our plans, our successes, our image, or our control. And because we release these things, we become able to receive gifts we did not even know how to ask for. Mercy, resilience, compassion, clarity, peace. This is why spiritual poverty is first among the Beatitudes. Without it, the others are impossible. With it, the others unfold naturally. We can mourn our sins and losses honestly. We become meek, no longer defensive or anxious. We hunger for righteousness rather than recognition. We show mercy because we know how much mercy we have received. Our hearts become pure because they become undivided. We place peace. We make peace because we are no longer frightening to protect our egos. And we endure persecution because we have already surrendered everything that could be taken from us. Poverty in spirit is not merely the first beatitude. It is the foundation of the entire Christian life. So how do we cultivate this blessed poverty? Well, we begin by being honest with God. We offer Him not our accomplishments, but our need. We stop trying to impress Him, or ourselves, or anyone else. We practice small acts of surrender, letting go of a resentment, releasing a fear, admitting a weakness, trusting God with an outcome. We pray simply, Jesus, I need you. Lord, make me poor in spirit. Empty me of myself, that I may be filled with you. And then we allow God to do in us what we cannot do for ourselves. For when we draw near to Jesus on the mountain, when we sit before his teaching with open hands and humble hearts, the promise is not distant or theoretical. The kingdom of heaven is ours. Not someday, Not after we improve ourselves. Not when we have finally achieved some imagined spiritual excellence, but now, here, in this poverty, in this openness, in this surrender. This is the first step into the Beatitudes, and the first step into true freedom. May the Lord make us poor enough to receive everything He longs to give. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, make my heart pure in spirit, empty of pride and self-reliance, open to your mercy and to your will. Fill what I cannot fill, heal what I cannot heal, and lead me into the freedom of your kingdom. Amen. If you found a word in this, or a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others, and join me here each day as we break open the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.